Oh, strap yourself in. The Friday edition of the Rush Hour gets loose a little late on a Friday afternoon, and with the weather conditions as they are, one would suggest that the tops will come off very, very quickly. A man who gets the rig out often down there at Henley, his place, his home. I should have said home turf.
Yeah.
It's yours. Yeah. The one, the only Mr. Henley Beach himself, Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, g'day, Juice.
G'day, Louis. Hello, Adelaide and Mount Gambier. Can't believe it's Friday, but heavy heart. Heavy heart to Lou and family, to young Tex and his lovely partner, Ellie. Obviously, there was some sad news overnight, so our thoughts and prayers are with Tex and Ellie.
Can I just have a word to the big fella upstairs? Just trying to reinforce what a shit year 2018 was. Oh. Is he? Is that what he's trying to do?
Probably, Lou.
Just let it go, big man, upstairs. Yep. All right,
so
let it go.
Our love and thoughts are with the family.
Absolutely. As I said, massive show. Speaking of love, Joey Wright from the 36ers, the boss, is going to join us.
We haven't had him on before.
No, not this year. And the records suggest we need to talk to him. Four in a row they've lost five out of six. Got the new import coming into town for tomorrow's big game.
King Conga, I'm calling him.
Oh, the Conga line. Conga. If we go down there, we should really kick that up.
Well, we're due for a bit of a
courtside.
Yeah.
Jack.
Am I Jack?
You're Jack.
You're Huggy Bear.
Oh, have a look at me. I've got to be Huggy right now.
This beer's looking good, Luke.
Just ask in Hutch, us too. Get us the car, the red car with
we'll
the white slash. And then we'll just
look forward to that chat.
Get it in. We'll turn it sideways, pull up out the front, straight in.
Is Grumpy Guts coming in
today?
Yeah,
Warren Treadrey, absolutely. I know who you exactly are talking about. Warren Grumpy Guts Treadrey is going to come in and talk a bit of cricket with us. Speaking of cricket, Jazz, Redbacks are in action. Yeah. How are we faring against the Western Australian Warriors?
Oh, a bit average, Lou, to be honest with you, on a beautiful batting deck. WA won the toss and elected to bowl first. Oh, so we're currently now 8 for 180. Yeah. Now, Trav Head, 87.
Not bad.
But those 87s need to be hundreds, Lou.
Oh, you've got
to
cash them in, don't
you,
Joe? You've
got to cash them in. But we've got a couple of boys that have joined the Duck Club on Friday.
Righto. Speaking of Duck Club, put this in your phone right now. 8299 8091. That is the Duck Club hotline. If you're playing cricket across the weekend, ring it. Purge. Better still dob someone in and relax the plums. We're expecting calls from, is this guy... Is it platinum member?
Well, who's our chairman? Is it Tommy Cooper from the Redbacks?
I used to think it was Coops. He's definitely a life member. Kel Ferguson is a life member.
Well,
he's got another one.
Is
he our presidente? What is he?
I would say he's probably the president of the Duck Club in South Australia.
Could he be?
He's hit double figures
now. Is he the Grand Poobah?
He is the big Poobah. All right, Ferg.
And a young man by the name of Harry... I'm not a wizard, Nielsen.
The son of.
He's got himself a little blob as well.
Expect
some calls across the weekend. Keep you right across what is happening down here at the beautiful Adelaide Oval.
Yes.
Tell you what, Hoffy, if you're listening, I need a sighting. I know Shield Cricket's not on TV, Hoffy, but need to do something down there.
He's got to get in the paper, doesn't he?
Even if he's just lazing back on the tractor out on the hill there, just getting
his shirt off.
Maybe his
rake or his shovel.
Or just thinking of new cutting patterns for the grass. Just drawing
he
up.
He must
some
have
new
them
patterns.
At home. Yeah. I'd love to get that book. These little patterns.
I don't think they're at home. I think they're in a safe.
Yeah, true.
At his workplace.
Yeah.
Because that kind of IP, if that fell into the wrong hands, MCG could steal it. SCG.
The great man Leslie Burdett would have handed that down, isn't it? That's like here you go, son.
It is the Bible. He would have gone over. He would have had to blow the dust off it and knock the top off a couple, as though it's a judge. And he would have gone, and he would have had to been down on knee to receive that. I'm serious.
And kiss Leslie's hand.
Kiss the ring. And I reckon do a swearing in ceremony.
Yeah, that's it.
I promise to do this, Damien Hoff, be of centrefold fame and of me. I promise to uphold the great traditions of one Leslie. Could go
do
on
for hours. Do you reckon Hoffy sleeps with a whippersnipper? Because he's in love with his machines, isn't
he? That's too dangerous.
He's tall.
It's way too dangerous.
All right,
I reckon he dreams about whippersnipping.
I did this morning.
Shut up.
I did the lawn.
I tell you, the top's done, but the bottom's not.
Treaders coming up next on the Rush Hour here at Triple M.
Oh, hang on.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because our Warren! Gary Treadrey!
I'm sorry, I've got a good tan.
Sports Premiership skipper and Channel 9 newsman, sportsman, Warren Treadray. Welcome, Treads.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Treads.
You're a little cranky today, a little more than normal.
I'm a hypocrite because my news outlet,
who is it?
Like everyone who I work for.
What are you grumpy about there?
A loose statement.
Yeah, no.
It's Friday. It's a beautiful day.
I hate hypocrites and I'm actually that one.
What are you grumpy for?
Well, because during the week, we had Rory Sloan, we had Tommy Rockliffe, Hamish Hartley.
Travis Boak.
Returned to training early. It's not a bloody story.
Do you know what I've called them? What I've labelled those blokes who are outside the 1 to 4 years?
What?
Toolies. They're like the old blokes that turn up there on the Gold Coast and try and get a piece of the action.
How good is it when your senior player comes back to training and you two grumpy guts are whacking them? Yeah. Honestly,
when did you get better than it? When did you rock back to training early?
Fat Farm didn't start until about late December.
And no one saw you because Fat Farmers went that way when the main group went that way. You know that.
Let's face it, it's rubbish. Why? Because they're professional athletes. Why? Back in the day, it was blokes would blow it in the off-season.
Yeah.
I witnessed it. We saw it. We came back from London. We had Adam Huskus do 151 skinnies and Peter Berg on 130. Mm. Peter's got a six-pack every month of the year, probably still has now. Yeah. But we're at a stage where we actually had to...
eyes retreated back into their head.
We had to transition. They thought Huskus had had his wisdom teeth taken out.
But
he'd actually just got fat.
Good old Huey. He played with Huey.
Yeah, he's good man.
Horse man. But the classic here is... the body's their business. So 24/7, you really probably only should spend maybe one, maximum 2 weeks off your legs.
Yeah.
But you still got to be fit. You still got to be active. And whilst you're traveling the globe, you still should be doing the work. So for me, returning to training is just doing your job.
Now, the test match, you just mentioned it before. Channel 9 lost the rights. Travis Head.
He's up on it. What are you going to do with it?
Trav got out for 87 for the Redbacks today.
Yeah, well, he's got to play, doesn't he? Well, he made a 50 in his first test and then struggled like everyone else did against Pakistan.
Where will he bat? Well, Mark Waugh, didn't he, Lulu, gave us his top four the other day.
Right, not there.
He won't bat at 5 or 6, wouldn't he?
He should be batting at
least. He has to be.
He's got an average of 40. His average is 40, Hanscom.
Yeah, good-o.
Have a look at him.
Good test cricket.
The averages are all average.
Yeah. It's not like it used to be. We had to be 50 to get and knock the door down. Like,
and then there'd be 40
Hayden
deep.
Sat there for 5 or 6
We've
years.
We've already been bent over with Chatty Sayers not getting a gig here after Steve Waugh rang and congratulated him. We should protest if Trav doesn't get a start.
You march the streets.
Well, let's face it. South Australian skipper, local boy, done everything right, taken an opportunity. Mm. He's made runs in his
first
test.
But his one-day form and batting performance was very average.
Yeah, but he wasn't alone.
His technique was different game, mate.
But the difference is here. We've got a test here inside, 3 weeks?
Yes, not far away. December 6th.
There's no reason. If you make 87, he'd be kicking himself right now, getting out.
If he can get 100 in his second dig,
yeah, but he's already done enough. But
those scores there, he's got to turn them into hundreds.
That's
all they look at.
He'll do that on day one, the first test.
But here's the problem. The fact that it is still up for grabs with 2 Shield games remaining.
Yes.
That is a slight on the selection policy because no one feels comfortable. No one's safe in their own skin.
They're marching every second person out the door.
I know, and that's not a selection policy. That is just
a cultural problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Because once you go in, as pointed out the other day, everybody's so nervous they don't know whether to play for the team or for themselves.
For themselves,
Mindset to have as an elite athlete. You need to know you're safe or they've got your back so you can go and relax and perform. And none of these guys know that, barring probably a couple, and they're suspended at the moment because they're cheats.
What about, how good's that? The Abu Dhabi or whatever it is, 2020's fallen over.
Boy.
So it's going head-to-head with our big
Steve
bash.
Steve Smith was going there,
Smith
wasn't he?
Smith was signed there. Yeah, Mitchell Johnson said there's more money in 3 weeks than there is anywhere else. Yeah. That's been shafted. Yeah. What about this footy info that everyone wants to be an expert this time of year as a recruiter?
Well, what's happened?
Well, everyone just goes, got to get Rosie at 6 or someone else at 4. I just sit back and go, what would we know? We don't watch under 18s at all.
No.
But everyone seems to know.
No, yeah.
What I've been told from a couple of list managers, if you didn't have a knee niggle, Max King is clearly the best player in the club.
Right.
It's two brothers.
Two brothers, that's it, yep.
Yeah. So when we all say, is Port going to take whoever at this pick?
What do you need? You need some outside speed,
need some elite kicks.
You need three Josh Kellys if you want to win a flag.
Three Josh Kellys.
No, but he's the elite.
You need one.
What's that, Caroline?
They need to go to see the Wizard of Oz. Need a bit of ticker.
Here he goes.
Bit of courage. And a pair of ruby slippers.
Bit of steel.
They do.
Or off.
Which one are you, Jazz?
That's my best analogy.
Are you Tin Man?
No, I'm Dorothy.
With a cackle like that, I'd say the Wicked Witch.
Oh, no, you're the Wicked Witch. See you, mate.
Yeah.
Go for a swim down the beach.
I've got to go to work.
I tell you what, your tan's lightened up. Treaders on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Triple M. Jars, tea break at the cricket at Adelaide Oval. Redbacks taking on the WA Warriors.
We're currently 8 for 180. Travis Head made 87, Lulu. So
it's not a great start.
No, not on a beautiful batting deck. Anyway.
And our man, Ferg.
He made a duck. As with Harry Nelson. So they're in the duck club for Monday.
Get into the stones throw tonight on the parade. And Ferg's establishment might... actually, we should do a deal.
What's that?
Every time he makes naught, we drink for free.
You're in the area. You should go.
I know. I might wander on down. So just whack that on Ferg's account. Because you know why? Because he didn't open his.
You should have your own show.
I know.
You're ready.
I'm pitching.
It pretty much has, hasn't it?
Yeah. Fair call, mate.
What do you got, Tiger?
That's a Friday fair call by Murph right there. Men's health, we're big on it around here. If you've got the kiddies in the cars, we're going to be talking about plums, all right? Mm. But in a good way.
Very important.
Okay. If you're a bit shy about getting them out, going to the doctor, which is the traditional technique, and you've got to do the old a few bits and pieces, check this out. There's a new thing called the Test-O-Matic. All right. It's a booth in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It's always the Kiwis who are doing the groundbreaking stuff with this. Mm. You can have your plums checked without having to eyeball the doctor. All right, so what you do is, because testicular cancer is the number one cancer in young men in all Western nations, so it's massive and something that needs to be taken very seriously. Mm-hmm. It's a big expo in Auckland, New Zealand at the moment where they've got all the men's big boy toys, that's what it's called, so like all your things like cars, gadgets, action sports, barbecues, construction, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But they've got the Test-O-Matic there at the same time. So you just waltz on up, you walk into the Test-O-Matic, you put a curtain around you, you drop trowel, and then the doctor is hiding in there, but only through a hole. So he just puts a hand through, feels your lads, does a bit of a check.
Yeah.
And it's a qualified doctor, I assure you. Mm-hmm. And he can tell you and give you your feedback.
So he gives you a report straight away.
And you get told. And that's all done through a hole. Mm. And it says here, I'm quoting, have a little feel of your plumps, and in a matter of minutes, you'll be good to go again.
Got to get them tested, don't you? You got to get them checked.
Are you up for that sort of stuff?
Me?
I mean, it's
open. I'm not
really
laughing.
Is open to you know somebody just wandering on in telling you know what I would, I'm a urologist.
No, I would, Lou. I would absolutely.
Would
I
that
would.
Be better? Well, should we put it at the first test here at Adelaide Oval?
Where would you put the booth?
Yeah, at the back of the members, of course. Sean, I'm being serious now for a moment.
Sean,
should we look at as a way because massive amount number of men down there, easy way to be checked. And get so many more because every excuse a male uses is I don't have the time.
I don't have time.
And I can't get the time to get time off to go to the doctor.
You've got to find the time.
Killing two birds, two balls with one stone.
Is it free too, wasn't it? Is it free?
Well, yeah, it is. This is the go. You're sitting in the booth, he checks you out.
Yeah.
And if he feels anything suspicious, he'll tell you.
Because a lot of young lads are so uncomfortable going to their doctor and eyeballing him.
Well, it is because we're living with a generation that shower with their undies on.
Yeah, that's true.
And footage changed.
Lads don't change. They don't shower together anymore.
They don't run by our rule, sun's out, plums out, which today is a classic example to really load up on a bit of testosterone. Yeah,
but I like the idea, Lou.
I do too.
I absolutely support it.
All right, well, good.
I'd get mine done.
Have you been checked lately?
Not lately, no. But I should. And
have
I
you
will.
Done, because you're over 50, have you done your bowel screening and all that stuff?
Done all that. I'm elite
you're
at
good.
The minute.
Mm.
Elite. Standard.
I'm in anticipation.
Have you done yours?
I'm waiting next year because I turn 50 next year. So I'll get the...
the kit?
The kit will come in the mail.
Mm.
You have to put it in the fridge afterwards.
Oh, no. I was going to say no shit, Sherlock.
It's the rush hour. Triple M.
Righto, Jazz, 36ers are in action, Titanium Security Arena tomorrow. 2:20 tip-off, Illawarra Hawks coming to town. They're not travelling that well. We're not travelling that well either. We've got the super coach on the line right now, our very good friend Joey Wright. Joey, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me on the Rush Hour, guys.
All right, mate. I thought we were going to be part of that clip when you suggested you wish you could move a few Australian players on. I thought you were going to mention a couple of radio hosts as well.
We started packing our gear.
we're going to bring you in.
Oh, we're ready.
Well, that leads us in, Joe. Small forwards.
Probably more just small. Which you
yeah, I think so too. Look, I'm pretty good with a towel. Jazz is good with a bucket. I think that's our role, mate. It's been a tough start. Lost the last four, five of the last six. Got our new man, though, Demetrius Conger. What can we expect from last year's runner-up in the MVP?
Well, look, we hopefully, you know, he comes in and right away, you know, plays that exciting style of basketball that he possesses. He plays above the rim. He can shoot the deep ball. You know, he's a real hungry guy. You know, he gets a hand on a lot of balls. So, we want him to just play some exciting basketball and be him, and we'll try to adjust to what he does.
Joey, the standard of the NBL has improved in the last two or three years. So each year you've got to get better and better and better in offense and defense. What's gone wrong in the last four games with our guys?
Well, obviously, you know, we obviously couldn't recruit at the level that some of the other teams recruited, you know, initially. But, you know, obvious having, you know, Ramon Moore out. I mean, we, you know, in our lineup, having to import out is going to really affect what we do. You know, I think if he's in, we probably two games better. Nobody's talking about this, but, you know, that's how basketball goes. Is injury's a part of it, and that's why you got the whole season to try to make it up.
Joe, I'll ask this question with caution, but what do you like during a losing streak?
Does the family get out of the way?
Yeah.
Well, look, I've tried to make sure life doesn't reflect sport too much, but it's still pretty hard. It's all I've ever done, and you know, it's, if you're not careful though, it's a bipolar lifestyle. And you don't want to be like that. You don't want to be happy when you win and sad when you're losing, because that actually causes conditions later that you don't want to deal with.
Have we made peace with the refs about that? And have we sorted that the personal fouls out? And I loved your comment the other week. If we're going to get called, let's make them count. Have you been able to get the answers, the clarity you need?
No, I haven't. Not at all.
Nah.
Well, what is
and
going
you never
on?
Will. You
well,
never
well,
will, Joey.
Why don't? Because in the AFL, Joe, you can actually get that. The AFL then comes out and gives explanation for the so-called iffy calls.
Mm.
The NBL need to come out on a Monday and clarify some of this stuff, or at least contact you guys so you get a platform to be able to discuss it.
Yeah, you understand we're privately owned, so things are probably done a little bit different here in basketball than they are in AFL or any other, you know, primetime sports. You know, we like some things to probably be different, but because we're privately owned, you know, we have to do it the way they want to do it.
NBL's warned the coaches on the sidelines to stop swearing, Joey. What's your thoughts on that? I don't think you should be mic'd up. I think you guys have got enough pressure, let alone trying to entertain TV audience.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I don't know if I can have an opinion on what the NBL does, so we'll just stay away from that.
I think what we'll do...
He put me over the fence, Lee.
No, he didn't. It's very diplomatic. Yeah, we'll just go with the Andrew Bogut tweet. Put a five-second delay on or get the hell out of there, as Bogut said. Oh, I reckon.
If Bogut says it, then it's okay. Yeah. So.
Let's go with it.
We'll just retweet that, Joe, and we'll be all right.
Eat the man.
Yep.
We've got to ask this question, Joe. Do you need us to come down for a shoot around just to get the boys some confidence?
I think Sobes needs us.
You know what? You guys, it's a 2:30 game tomorrow. We're not going to have a shoot around, but you guys are more than welcome to come down and have your own. So, whatever time you get there, turn the lights on.
I'll get the seat. Turn the lights on.
We'll be at the front shooting with the Triple M Black Thunders. Is that where we are, Joe? mate, thanks Brilliant, for having mate. A great sense of humour. Good luck. Let's hope we break the losing streak. Let's hope our import, Demetrius Conga, lights things up and the boys get a win, mate. All the best.
Let's hope. Thanks, guys.
There well is done, Joey mate. Wright, the Beautiful. Boss, the senior coach, the head coach of the 36ers. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Redbacks update, please. Jar, they're in action against the Warriors here at Adelaide Oval.
8 for 194, Lulu, we are at the moment. Nick Winter's 21 and, going okay.
Travis Head, top scored with 87. Hopefully that'll be enough to give him a gig in the first test starting here, December 6th?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Quick business idea for you. You love to earth and be at one with nature.
Yes, I do.
You love to get out the back, have the odd outdoor shower with the kid off. And just
did the other day, yeah.
Really drink it in. Mm-hmm. Could have a business idea for you. In Queensland, a company called Barrel Cleaners. What they do is they provide, wait for it, gardeners, mowers, whatever you need in your yard, and the boys have got nothing on but Aussie, a Cooper, a hat and a smile.
That's it. Yep. I've heard about this business.
Yeah. targeting stay-at-home mums.
Yeah.
That's my house. Jeez.
I might have a look.
Yeah, and with the warmer weather being around, pretty good.
Because I'm good cleaning pools.
You're handy.
Mm.
Great hands.
I love cleaning my swimming pool, That's my DNA.
And now, I mean,
being a dolphin.
Suits itself too.
So I've got to be just have my hat on.
Just a hat on.
Bit of cream.
Probably be a little bit sun smart, we thought.
That'd
be about it. But, again.
Yeah. Where do I register?
Combining that. No, let's just start it up. You can be the starter. Oh, you could be the SA franchise.
Okay.
You could have the master franchise.
I could be the cover boy.
You could be. Mm. You could go, and that could be the DNA. You've got to look like this.
So that's for men and women. can be nude, going clip people's...
Well, at the moment it's men doing it for the stay-at-home mum, but mm-hmm. I think there'd be a market for either side of the equation.
The ladies, yep.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting. Dangerous when doing the roses and maybe the hedges. The pruning is a dangerous gig, I would have, wouldn't it?
Rush out, Triple
M. Are you sure? You sure?
Yeah. Far away. National draft is not far away, Jars and family. Some information coming to light. Collingwood have gone a little left of centre in their interview techniques, which all potential draftees often face. They have to sit down with the clubs and they justify it by saying they're doing their due diligence just to try and find out those of good character and all that other stuff that they want in their footy clubs. It's come to light that Jack Lekosius and Jackson Hatley, both here from Adelaide, were asked to role play the sandpaper gate issue that has plagued Australian cricket, with one of them being Dave Warner, one of them being Cam Bancroft and everything else, and try and pretend they were fronting the media and what they would say in relation to that. Jackson Hatley said he played Bancroft and the recruiters were the media. They asked me why I did it and how did I feel. So that was strange, he said. Jack Lekosius was Dave Warner. It's a tough gig to play.
That is ridiculous. Honestly, they're trying to be too clever, aren't they?
They are. And again, it's all under the guise of trying to find out about, get a feel for them, get a character, where they sit.
That is, honestly.
Also, you know, just trying to work out how these guys think.
Yeah, but you don't put them in that scenario. That's completely different.
They were also asked, and your boy, Connor Rosie from North Adelaide, was asked if he had to describe himself as a fruit, what fruit would it be?
Oh, don't, Lou.
He answered an orange because he was tough on the outside and soft on the inside. Nor was Luke Valente had a similar response. Oh. I think I said watermelon because I was tough and had a bit of sweet stuff on the inside or something. Tommy Sparrow was asked by a club to have a two-minute conversation about anything other than footy with someone he'd never met.
Please.
Other questions like if compare yourself to a car, what would you be? What type of car? And if you had to eat something out of a garbage bin, would you, if requested?
Who are these dingbats asking these questions from these respective football clubs? That is just ridiculously, honestly. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, look at that.
I'm embarrassed.
This is an elite industry and you're asking me to compare myself to a car. Well, naturally, I mean, you.
Honestly.
What sort of car would you be?
Me?
Yeah.
A beat up old CMI Toyota.
Oh, good plug. You wouldn't be playing. No. You wouldn't be playing for me.
Well, I don't care.
What would you be, seriously? Or what sort of fruit?
Oh, what sort of fruit? Yeah. A watermelon.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Are you?
I'd liken you to a hail damaged watermelon. Me. You know what? If somebody were to ask me that, I think honestly,
I'm embarrassed.
Honestly, I would go. I wouldn't have thought so, mate.
Dale, our football club takes us pride. We pride ourselves on our good character and good personality. What kind of car are you, Dale?
Well, currently I'm driving a Datsun Sunny, which is not my first pick. But it's all I can afford.
Okay. And if you were Dave Warner, what would you do in that situation?
Please, I would have hid the sandpaper.
Pass off.
I would have had a bottle
that's
top.
That's why Collingwood can't win premierships.
I would have got some mints off Faf du Plessis. I mean, honestly.
How embarrassing. I would be absolutely embarrassed. You know what I would have done? I would have walked out. I would have said, go and jam those questions up your clacker. I'm out of here.
This is the thing you want from your kids, and I think sometimes they're looking for that. They're trying to see whether the ones who have got that natural
that
gift
leader
go,
in them, yeah.
Hey, why do you just got to know about me. Yeah. Look, I'm a straight shooter.
I'll talk to you about
this is how I play my footy. This is what I want
to
do.
I'll talk to you about my family and what I pride myself on. Those boys should have just walked out and said, look, this club's not for me.
It's just crazy stuff to think they're going
to
go
that's embarrassing,
deep.
Luke.
But if you want that analysis of personality, get them to see a professional.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Leave that stuff to the professionals. Yeah. Don't pretend that you can sit there and be all this, you know, and ask these deep questions and get all these great answers.
Honestly.
I mean, on that note, I'm going to go away this weekend and think about what car I am.